Blog Talk Radio.
All praise the magnificent name of the Lord. Good morning and welcome to nparadio.com on Blog Talk Radio. And we're being heard literally all over the world. You may reach us by simply calling into the live studio, 347-934-0207. And all my glory be to God. Hallelujah. We are so excited today. We can hardly contain ourselves. We want to take a moment and introduce to you the man that God has given the vision for this great ministry, known as the First Fruits International Worldwide Prayer and Praise Convention, the man better known as the Billion Praise Man, the world's greatest gospel saxophonist, Pastor of Amazing Grace International, the founder, president, and CEO of the First Fruits Worldwide Prayer and Praise Convention, and now the man whom God has chosen for such a time as this to lead the world into billions of praise nightly. As you know, he's been on a much-needed sabbatical. Hallelujah. But how many of you know today, somebody shout today, God has blessed us, hallelujah, with our chief returning. Put your hands together all over the world and let's receive our chief international ambassador, chief ambassador, Dr. Bernard Johnson.
Thank you so much. God bless you. Dr. Hagin, it's wonderful to be here. Amen. It really is. And to all of you on this beautiful prayer line, this is Bernard Johnson. I'm just happy to be home again, you might say, on the prayer line. I call that home for me.
Yes.
Oh, my God. God has been so multitudinously good to me. And I'm praise him. Thank God for a few days. Just kind of relax. Some people thought I was sick and all. Put the word out. You know, I like to give my own testimony. I'm not sick. No, I'm feeling great. I'm just I'm just kind of tired, needed a break. And you need a break, too, sometimes. You need to take a break sometimes. Amen.
Yeah.
And here I am this morning. I prayed about it. I thought I'd take another week. The Lord said to me, no, I want you to be on the prayer line this morning. And I'm just trying to do the will of the Lord. God is so wonderful. And we thank him. I really miss y'all. Y'all are wonderful, wonderful people. Yeah, when I in Texas and I had to leave Texas because God told me, son, I want you to go to Kansas City. Go back home. And I didn't want to leave Texas. Texas had been so wonderful to me. I still love Texas. My wife still loves Texas. Our family still loves Texas. But God said, go to Kansas City. And the enemy thought he would just try to sidestep me, but I didn't know that God was going to put me with some of the greatest people in the whole wide world at Amazing Grace International. And then he said, I got a bonus for you. I said, a bonus? He said, yeah, I got a bonus for you. I want you to start this prayer line. And the Lord led me to, and I started the prayer line, and I didn't know that he was going to put some of the greatest people in the whole wide world around me, too. That's my bonus. See, if I come on the line and say, good morning, bonus, I'm talking about y'all. y'all are my bonus. Amen. Amen. Some of the greatest people in the whole wide world on this line. I appreciate you so very, very much. Greatness all around me. Amen. People just from all walks of life, from all states, from all overseas, all over the world and every country, just greatness everywhere. You know what? I'm not going to make the mistake, and I call it a mistake that Elijah made when he was feeling so left alone, and he made a mistake and said, Lord, I'm the only one. I am the only one who will not bow the knee to Baal. And God corrected him and said, no. You're not the only one. I got 7,000 more who have not bowed. And amen. God has so many people on this prayer line who have not bowed their knee to Baal and who are great, great, great in the Lord, great generals, great bishops, great superintendents. And most of all, one of the things I love the most, great ambassadors elect. My God, who have not bowed their knee to Baal. And I just salute you. in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Let's go to God in prayer. Amen. Heavenly Father, thank you. I dare not approach you without asking you to forgive me for everything that I even don't know about, the sins of commission and the things of omission, the things you've been trying to get me to do and I haven't done. I certainly haven't meant to do them on purpose. Do that on purpose. Forgive me for everything. Place me under the blood. Cover me, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And bless this prayer line. Forgive all sin on this prayer line. Oh, my God. We wish to be standing before you, Lord, as forgiven and covered by the blood of Jesus. Bless your people everywhere in the name of Jesus. Pick them up. Turn those who need to be turned around. I pray that you give them joy in their souls, peace in their mind, and love in their hearts. We bind the devil on every hand. Yeah, the blood of Jesus is against Satan. Yeah, the glory of God rests against him. And God, I also plead the oil and the anointing against everything that the enemy is trying to do. I've seen it work. God, we put the oil on tumors and the tumors dried up. Put the oil on tumors and they melted away. Oh, my God. Put the oil on situations that needed to be solved and they were solved. God, thank you for it. I praise you and I appreciate you being so good to me. Thank you, Lord. God, I pray that you would bless their homes, bless them as they walk, bless these folk as they talk, bless that son, that daughter, bless the family, bless their bank accounts. Take them out of the red and put them in the black, in Jesus' name. And may I add a little adjective to that, well in the black, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, you're able to do that. Look on their loved ones in prison. I pray that you protect them. So much happened there, but protect them in the name of Jesus. God, look on Bria and the Marines. God, protect them in Jesus' name. Lift her up. Thank you for making her a platoon sergeant. And you're doing other things for her. Thank you, Lord. And look on all of the precious people on this prayer line and give them the victory in the situations that the enemy brings about to try to defeat them. Lord, we thank you for it. And God, the enemy tried to snatch all my joy. But God, instead, you reversed the curse and gave me more joy and more peace and more love and more hope. Thank you for it. You can do the same for every person on this line. You are not a God that is a respecter of persons. Give more joy. Give more peace. Give more love. Give more hope. In the name of Jesus. Thank you for what you've done, for what you're going to do on the prayer line. We surrender this prayer line to you today. And we give you the glory and all the praise that belongs to you. And may I just remind you of something, Lord. You said, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye land. You told us, serve you with gladness. Come before your presence with singing. And know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that's made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. You said, enter into your gates with thanksgiving and into your courts with praise, and be thankful unto you, and bless your holy name. You told us, for you are good, and your mercy is everlasting, and your truth endureth to all generations. We're just trying to do what you told us to do. We'll make a joyful noise unto you, and singing praises unto you, and giving you the glory and all the praise and all the adoration. We love you, Lord, and we thank you for what you've done. In the name of Jesus, we pray. That's scripturally according to what you said, Lord. And for your glory, we pray. In Jesus' name, thank God. Amen and amen. And let's everybody unmute your lines And let's do what the scripture said. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Everybody, everywhere, serving with gladness.
Hallelujah.
In the name of Jesus.
Thank
let's
you.
Do a praise check right now. Praise check, everybody, on the sign. Come on.
Hallelujah. Glory to his name. Glory to his name.
Reaches out for you. The Lord let me know I had long arms to reach everybody. I thank you, Lord. I just thank God because you live in my heart. I don't have to be no hypocrite. I praise God for that. Now I'm saying to you, keep Mother Johnson in your prayer, that the Lord will bless us. God bless each of you. Thank you. Thank you.
That's the mother to the nation, Mother Elia Johnson. I thought it would be good for us to hear from her. And as I said, the Lord said, once a week, let her teach on the Holy Ghost if she wants to teach on the Holy Ghost or whatever she wants to teach on. Amen. Normally it's the Holy Ghost. So we'll be hearing from her and hopefully teaching on Mondays on the Holy Ghost. Amen. That's what we plan. God bless you. I want to hear your praise reports. Amen. They energize me. They give me strength. Amen. To go on and give me strength. Amen. To move up to another level. God bless you. You got a praise report. Give it to God. What he's done for you. How he blessed you. How he's helped you. Let me just say before we even begin, I want to thank all of the people who held my arms up during my sabbatical. Oh, my God, I appreciate you. Ambassador Dr. Julie Hagan, every day you were there holding my arms up. Thank you so very much, Ambassador. Lady Betty, appreciate it, too. And certainly she has been there holding my arms up in every aspect. And I thank her. And then I want to just thank Ambassador Stern. Amen. Beautiful. Ambassador Pfeiffer. Beautiful. Ambassador Hodges. Beautiful. Ambassador-elect Darden. Brother Darden, you were there for me. And I appreciate it. And Sister Darden, too. Y'all work as a team. Thank you so much. And to Pastor James Williams. Amen. He was there for me. I understand he has a job, a better job now, and he's his time is a little limited. But, oh, my God, what a giant in the Lord. Thank you so much. And I just think on that blog line, Ambassador-elect, amen, Natanya Williams and Ambassador-elect Benita Frierson, Ambassador-elect Evangelist Hendricks. Oh, my God, they have done such a tremendous job on the blog line, too. And on this prayer line, y'all have really held my arms up. It just makes me want to shout and thank God for what he's done through you. And so many others that perhaps I don't even know about. You've given your testimonies. You've given your praises. You kept it going. See, that's what makes me rest. Now, even though I may not have been here on the line, you got to know me. You know, I keep close hands on anything that God allows us to found, to be the founder of. So a good CEO never really takes a vacation. A good CEO is on a vacation, but he's listening. And so I've been listening to you, and you've been doing stupendous. That's a word that is a little bit higher than tremendous. Amen. Y'all have been doing stupendous. Huh. My God, have mercy. I just said, well, maybe I just, well, thank the Lord. Here we are. God's been good. Let me see. I appreciate everybody, everybody. You get to call their names and you suddenly miss somebody. But now let me tell you about me. If I miss you today, I'll go back and rethink it again. It's like I do my messages. Then they be saying, oh, my God, yeah, oh, my God, but I'm going to rethink it and bring it back on a totally higher level. So if I miss you today, don't go away so broken and feeling bad. I'm the kind of guy, I will rethink it and come back tomorrow on a higher level. God bless you. I love y'all. Let's hear some praise reports. And if you got one, the time, this is a little training time. Now, while I'm talking right now, this is the time for you to be coming off of mute. Don't let me say praise reports and then you start trying to come off of mute. No. That's not the way you do it. You start coming off now. What I'm doing is setting you up right now so that when I say the line is open to you, you'll be ready. And you can just start talking right then. We won't have the gaps. All right, that's just a little training time, okay? God bless you. I love you. But we have to have some training. Amen. Thank God for you. You are smart people, very, very intelligent people. All we have to do is just share with you what we want done, and it's done. Amen. So when I say the line is open to you, you don't have to wait 2 or 3 seconds. Just come right in. Amen. That means I'm giving space here for anybody who has a praise report. Now, you say, but I'm not an ambassador. I'm not an ambassador-elect. The line is open to anybody who has a praise report. It's not about all the titles and all that kind of stuff. Yeah, thank God for it. But the line is open to anybody. All right, if you got a praise report, God's been good to you. And I know everybody on this line has a praise report. Yeah, I heard Mother Digby, and she did wonderful. And heard so many others, they did wonderful. Well, come on with your praise report. Who has a praise report? The line is open to you. Who is it? The first one to give a praise report. Go ahead. All right.
Good morning, good morning.
Good morning, my God,
I thank and praise the Lord for all of his goodness to me. This is Ambassador-elect Mother Digby. Oh, Dr. Johnson, so glad to hear your voice. So glad to hear you back. I thank the Lord for all of his goodness to me, for how he came into my life and how he saved me and how he keeps me with a mind to wholly follow him by the day. I thank the Lord for you being able to take a sabbatical, but it's just so good to have you back on the line. Nobody can take your place. Thank God for you and Lady Betty, Mother Johnson. Thank God for everybody on the line. I thank the Lord for this prayer line. Thank God.
Thank you, Mother Digby. And we just thank God for everything he has done for you. And, you know, I remember the many times when you've come on several months, if not years before, and you're steady. Amen. You're steadfast. Amen. You're like the Lord. He's the same today, the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. And that's the way he expects it to be. All these changes. You watch people who are flighty, who got changing so much all the time. I know change is good, but Mother Digby, amen, I'm watching what the Lord is, how he does things. And the Lord is always steadfast. He's there, seems like when you're down more than he is when you're up, although I know he is equal. But it's the times you notice when you're down. You notice him a little bit more. He's there. Amen. You think he's not there. He is there. And Mother Digby, I want to thank you for being steady, steadfast. God bless you. Unmovable. Always abounding in the work of the Lord. God bless you. All right. Give us another praise report. Anybody else got a praise report? Jump in there and let's hear.
Lord, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Psalms 105 say, and we stand, let the deed be known unto the people. Amen. God bless you. My chief ambassador, Dr. Bernard Johnson, I greet you this morning, my precious chief, in the precious name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. What an honor and a privilege to serve in your ministry, amen, on the First Fruit prayer line. I tell you, God really blessed me to be a servant, amen, unto you, oh, last week, amen, build up my most inner strength, and I'm so glad, amen, that you're back, and I pray to God that you were tremendously blessed while you were, amen, shortly on a sabbatical. You and your precious wife, Ambassador Lady Betty, it's just so good to know that you can rest, but it's even more better to know that you're back with us, and I salute you this morning. Amen, and thank God that you allowed me to be a part of the platform on last week. Amen, it really blessed me and strengthened my spirit. I'm so revived, so revived. My spirit has been lifted up, and I praise God for that this morning. amen, look like, amen, he's taken me, well, I'll say no look like, he's taken me forward and not backwards. He's taken me up and not down, amen, and I thank God for that. I am blessing the Lord and thanking the Lord on yesterday out of my own ministry, amen, my ministries, amen, bless me, and amen, my husband, Ambassador Gary Stern, so beautifully, amen, all those things that the enemy was throwing at us, amen, they got a place and rented a place, amen, and just, oh my God, I just, I'm grateful, just say that I'm so grateful of the many, many things that God did for me, and the first fruit prayer line just showered me with words of encouragement and prayers, amen, they really know how to treat amen. The young people say a sister good, but they really know how to treat a mother good and a servant good. And I have to say thank you, Lord, for people that have so beautiful people on the First Fruit Prayer Line that I have been surrounded. I'm like you, Chief Ambassador. Amen. I wasn't in Texas, but I was in Florida. I lived in Florida, and the Lord, amen, led me to Illinois. Amen. And by him leading me to Illinois, amen, I praise the Lord. My Boaz was in this area, and we have been together for 40 years plus now. Amen. And I've just been showered with so many beautiful words and so many things. Amen. And being led of the Spirit, little did I know that I was, but it was the wind of the Lord that led me in this area. And then so many, many more things that's happened to me since I've been here. And I want to say so many wonderful things that has happened to me since I've been saved and since I've been up under the First Fruit Prayer Line. And I want you to know, Chief, there is none like you. Amen. None. I don't care how many of us had the microphone, had the phone, or what have you, but it's none like the leader. And I'm so happy to see you back. I salute you, and I say to God be the glory, and may the best is yet to come for you. I have made up in my mind and a decision, and this is what God gave me, and me and the Holy Spirit agree, amen, praise the Lord, that I want to do better toward the things of God and the First Fruit Prayer Line and my Chief Ambassador, Bernard Johnson. God bless you, Chief, and may you forever be blessed. And, you know, many times we don't tell men that are not our husbands or our sons and grandsons, but I could say this agape, amen. I love you, Chief Ambassador Johnson. Please accept that from me. They say I love you agape, amen. I love you with the love of the Lord. God bless you, my Chief Ambassador. Back
I bless you, and I love you too, Ambassador Stern. I tell you, I gave you a compliment. You didn't hear me off the line, but I was listening. And when you got through one day, I said, oh, my God, that woman is off the chain, off the chain. I can't even measure where you are. You got
nobody but the Lord. And because I've had opportunity, amen, that you have allowed me to be free on the line, amen, praise the Lord, and I honor that. I don't take that lightly. Submit myself unto authority. Amen. Praise the Lord. I know when it's time for me to release it. Amen. And I'm releasing it unto you, but it's nobody but the Lord. And thank you for allowing me to be, amen, a part of your platform and your vision. And to God be the glory.
And you said it one day, and I begin to examine that and begin to see it because I experienced this ministry before. But I believe the Lord has worked on you, and at least you're one of the people. I don't know if you're the only one, but you're one of the people that the Lord has dropped the mantle of Apostle Richard Daniel Hinton on. I saw it. Amen. As you were ministering one day, I said, that's Hinton. That's Hinton. Yeah. And you got that mantle. Oh, my God. And what a mantle. Oh, my God. And I want to thank you. Hopefully for all the Lord has done through you. God uses people, and we have to admit that, that God uses people, and we appreciate it so much. Ambassador Dr. Patricia, not, what was that name, Cheryl or whatever it was, Dr. Patricia Stern. Right. Anybody else have a praise report? I just want to hear. The line is open to you. Anyone else? Thank you, Jesus.
Hey, praise God. This is Ambassador Lake Johnson in Texas. I thank God for another day that he's blessed me to see. Thank him for life, health, and strength. I do honor Chief Ambassador Johnson. I honor you on this morning and each of the ambassadors and ambassador-elect and everyone that is under the sound of my voice. I do welcome you back and so glad that you were able to take your time away and to return back. It's a blessing when some go, but it's an even blessing more when they return back. And I pray that all was well with you. I just want you to know I'm so grateful on this morning for all that God has done for me. I thank the Lord for allowing me to make a quick trip this past weekend. And that may be something small for some, but I tell you, it's something great for me because it was a long time since my husband had the stroke that I was able to go away. I just never could seem to go away, you know. But I thank God that he has released me in some areas that I hold fast to who he is, believing that all is going to be well. And it was. When I returned on last night, my mom was fine, my husband was fine, and I'm so grateful because I know it was nothing but a God. During my last birthday, one of my evangelist friends gave me a big, beautiful clock, and she told me, she said, it is your time. And I put that in my bedroom, and I think on that so many times that when I feel like I want to do something I haven't done in a long time for the Lord, I remember what she said, and I'm able to go forth. So I praise God for that, that he's given me some release to do that and come back and all is well. I just praise God. Continue to pray for me. I love each and every one.
And thank you so much. That praise before you just kind of reminded me of not only you, but I thought about Mother Willie Johnson. Many of her friends on the line, tell her that her chief ambassador is praying for her. She went to Israel, and she needed that, and I haven't been able to talk to her, but just before she left, while she was on her way, I got her. I think she said she was somewhere around London when we talked. But keep Mother Willie Johnson, who is a wonderful part of this prayer line, just keep her in our prayers. Thank God for what he did for you, Ambassador-elect Johnson. My Lord, that was beautiful. And you needed that, and God knew that you needed that. And he supplied your every need. Isn't the word true? He will supply your every need. I needed a sabbatical. I didn't go out of town or anything like that. I stayed right here. He knew that you needed to travel, Sister Johnson, Ambassador-elect, but he knew I just needed to rest. I've traveled all over the world two or three or four times. And thank God for what he did for me. I just rested. God bless you. Is there one more praise report? If so, jump in there and let us hear.
Amen.
What the Lord did for you.
God bless you. Good morning. Thank God for this opportunity. This Ambassador Pfeiffer. Just not tuning in, but I am praising God for miracles and blessings. Thank God for our Chief Ambassador returning healthy, wealthy, wise, and thank God for you returning with the word from the Lord. Praising God for you and Lee, Ambassador Betty and Mother Johnson and everyone on the prayer line. I just want to report, pardon my voice, but I just want to report that the Lord has blessed me with a great grand, and she is beautiful and healthy. And you know, whenever a child is born and they have all the extremities and they are healthy, that's all you care about. But I am just thanking God, thanking God, thanking God, thanking God. And I just give thanks for the saints.
the time that we spend God, because I know without giving him thanks, it would not have been possible. We are here in Illinois with the children, just came home, and we were at the hospital during that time. We left last week, and I didn't have a lot of sleep, but it was just praising God, just busy with the children, with the baby, and we will be posting her lovely photo on there. She has cheeks like me, that face, praise God. And I'm thanking God for her health. She's a healthy baby, healthy, healthy, healthy. And everything is there. And I just give glory to God for this miracle, because it didn't have to be a fourth generation of mine. And I praise God. So God bless you and thank you. And keep us in your prayers.
And we're rejoicing with you, Ambassador Pfeiffer.
Amen.
My Lord, congratulations. Amen. Oh, my God, I can see the joy on your face. Oh, my God. Beautiful, just beautiful. God bless all of you on the front line. We do rejoice with you again, Ambassador Pfeiffer, and that wonderful Gwen baby. Oh, thank God. Keep our grandchildren in prayers, too. Sister Bria,
amen.
Malia. And Alaya and Dante, God bless you. All right. I don't want to prohibit anybody. Is there anybody else who has another praise report? I will allow it if you want to do it. Amen. Jump in there right now. Praise report. Anybody else? Anybody?
All this right. Is a Bachelor Linda Sparshy.
Ambassador-elect.
Yeah,
right.
Elect, okay. from Utah. And Dr. Johnson, it's so good to hear your voice, Chief.
Thank you.
The Chief. So I just want to thank you for being back. I'm glad that you took the time out to get some rest. Because like you said, every once in a while, we all need some rest. You know,
yeah.
But I just thank the Lord for hearing your voice this morning. And I just thank the Lord for how he woke me up this morning, and I don't have no sad stories. And I just enjoyed the communication on Friday night and Sunday morning. I tell you, it was so good. I could feel the spirit through the TV. Hey, I tell you, it was so good. But I just thank the Lord for letting me be on the line this morning to hear your voice back on the line. Hallelujah, Chief. Keep on keeping on.
Thank you so much, Sister Farshi. Ambassador Link, I bless you so much.
Yeah.
Well, My. Wonderful praise reports. Amen. I tell you, we had a great time at Amazing Grace yesterday. It was off the chain, as I say to Ambassador Stern. It was, my God, off the chain yesterday. I think I might bring that message tomorrow. I just talked about a light to the world, and it was a demonstration. And I just have to tell you about it. It's not such a... you know, a lot of information, and it was just a demonstration that opened the eyes of a lot of people. Oh, my God, who sometimes they hadn't realized this or that, but yesterday this demonstration opened the eyes to a lot of people. May do that tomorrow. I just got to get a word from the Lord. Amen, if he wants me to do that. God bless you. I do want to get some prayer. Today, amen. I'm going to switch here real quick now. Switch with me. All right, we're clicking the dial and switching it over. Now we're going to our prayer request. Not praise report, but prayer request. And we want to get some prayer, and I'm asking God to do some miracles for you. Amen. This is not about me. Amen. Thank y'all for welcoming me back. I appreciate it. But this is a time of prayer request for somebody who's been up all night, somebody who's been going through the storm, somebody who's been hurt, who's been bruised. Yeah, I know what you're talking about. Who's been through the midnight hour, been weeping all night. Amen. This is for you. Amen. I want you to open up and let us know what's going on. It's not a gossip line. We just want to know how to pray. Amen. The line is open to you. Prayer request. Anybody? Well, I'm putting Bria on there on that prayer request that you would help, that God would help her, brother. I'm putting First Lady, Betty Johnson, Ambassador Lady Betty Johnson on there. Amen. I'm putting our daughter Lenitra and Raphael, her husband, on there. And all the our grandchildren. All right, anybody else? You have a prayer
praise
request?
The Lord, the Lord. I thank God for being able to get on this morning. This is Sister Mays, 334 in Alabama. God bless you, Chief Ambassador Johnson, Lady Betty, Mother Johnson, all the ambassadors and Ambassador Lex, and everyone that's on the line. I thank God for being alive this morning. I thank God for my mother being alive. She's doing well. And I am asking prayer for my entire family, but I'm asking prayer for my brother-in-law, who is on the ventilator. He's been on there since Thursday. His name is Victor Peterson, and he's very critical. He's 56 years old. So I'm asking the First Fruit Prayer Line to pray for him and to keep him uplifted in prayer. And God bless all of you, and I love all of you.
Thank you so much. God bless you. We certainly will pray for him. And I also want to put on there Sister Joyce Long, one of our members. All right, the line is open to you. Anyone else?
Good morning. I want to put on Ambassador Lake Mother Deeksy. I want to put on my niece, Rose Garnett, who is very, very ill, has been on the ventilator. I want to request prayer for her three daughters who are taking it really, really bad. Keisha, Rita, Keisha, Rita, and Trina. I want to request prayer for them that the Lord take them through and all the bereaved families.
Okay. Now, give me the person we're praying for. What is the name?
Rose Garnett.
And that's just, is that
something? She's on and off the ventilator, and I'm requesting prayer for her daughters, too.
Yeah, you got it. God bless you so much. If you can, Ambassador Stern, get ready to pray, if you can. Otherwise, I'll pray. All right. Anyone else with the prayer request?
This is Ambassador Lex, Sister Karen Brown. I want to pray prayer this morning for myself. I have a special request before the Lord and for the McKinney family, which is my children's aunt passed away yesterday. She had stage 4 cancer. She was a young lady, and I want to try to pray for the McKinney, myself and the McKinney family.
My Lord.
That's it, like Peterson spoken.
All right.
This is Ambassador Mother Wilson. I'm requesting prayer for my granddaughter. She's been ill, Delisa, and also for myself. There's many unspoken requests, but God is able to deliver them all. God bless you, and we're glad to have you back.
God bless you. Okay. We will pray for Delisa. God bless you. And I'll take one more prayer request. Anyone else?
Good morning, Ambassador Chief. This is Charlotte Clay, Ambassador Lake. So glad to hear your voice. I want to ask you guys to pray for the Linden. The father's name is Linden, and he lost his wife in a car accident, and they have 4 children. So remember Brother Linden. That was a prayer request last night at church. Thank you so much. God bless everybody. Have a wonderful day.
Oh, my God. All right. God bless you. That's enough to pray for. Is there any other emergency you want to get in on this? jump in there now. All right. God bless you. Ambassador Stern.
I'm here, sir.
Oh, I don't want to put a load on you, but I certainly wish you would pray for these folks.
Yes, sir. And while I'm praying, I ask that you all pray for me as I pray. Amen. I had a real, very busy weekend, company in the house.